Thank God for holy angels. Most of us have dreams, and most of us have some type of visions at night. But this particular night, I was asleep and at home, and then the enemy came to my house, and I'm gonna preach about some of this. The devil himself. And he came in my subconscious in a dream and began to make it known that he came with a mission to take over this house. That's scary. And if anybody know anything about dreams, dreams can seem real. They seem real. And I was in a frantic mode to understand that you can't have my house. Thank God for enough Jesus in me. I don't give myself no credit, because in my flesh I probably would want to run. But I think there was enough Jesus in me, the Word of God that was in me to say, this house belongs to the Lord. I didn't even claim it to be mine. He said, this house belonged to God. And in my dream, I remember very well getting up out of the bed and beginning to speak as I walked through the house. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you ever had to wrestle with the devil, but then the voice became very audibly and loud and strong and boisterous. This house belongs to me. Now, I'm not exaggerating here. And as he got boisterous, I just stayed calm, but I let him know that God has already covered this place. And how did God cover it? He covered it with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. It was so real until I was talking to him, but my wife was in the bed with me, and she was saying, what was you saying? I couldn't make it out. All right, now. But how many know when you're talking with the Lord? All right. Everybody don't always understand what you're talking. Y'all ain't following me here. Well, I'm not talking about that sedity prayer where you put your words together. But when the enemy comes to your house and say, I'm coming to take over your house. Not only was I living in there, my wife was there, my children come there, my grandbabies are there. The enemy can't have them. Thank God for enough Jesus to understand something, that the devil wants to take them out. He don't want to just come to the house, but he wants to take over. And many of you in this room this morning, this is what I think God is saying to us. Many of us in this room understand that the devil trying to take over right in your own house. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. Because if you got things going on in your house that's not of God, you better let the devil know that you got to go. It's got to flee. Now, here's one of the things that we struggle with, even in a preacher's house, if you want to put it that way. We watch TV. And there's some spirits that come through that tube is not of God. That ain't popular. Because I even was told, well, if we don't watch this, what do we watch? I say, well, just cut it off. Quiet place. You know what you allowed to come in your spirit, in your house. We're going to preach about this morning. I want to show you some things in the Word of God that you got to understand and see the conditions all around us as many of us face the degree of turmoil. One way or the other, some turmoil. Something we are warring against. Whether it be economic struggles, there's never enough, seems like. Or perhaps there is no source at all. Family issues, parents. Can't get along. Dominant, abusive relationships that one have to live in. It happens every day. Verbally, emotional, unruly children. Workplace camp can be a dreadful place to spend. Plus, you got 8 hours plus to go through that rough, trying times every day. Eight plus hours. Eight mean that it can be 8 hours and more. 8 plus hours. Discriminations on the job seem to be a way of life. And then we haven't even touched on crime, and social violence, senseless killings because of a certain color that one wears. Children have just demeaning thoughts, just robbing people of their lives. Innocent children, innocent people who bystanding by stray bullets. In a theater where you come to just have simple entertainment and only have to face violence. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that you got to understand the corporate of it all. I'm sure you will agree that we have a need of a rescuer. There is sickness all over the place, and many of you, as we stood around here, probably the majority of our requests is about sickness. But you got to know who the corporate of it all. I don't know about you this morning, but we need a rescuer, and we need someone without a Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, not Incredible Hulk. We need a savior. Now that's easy to say, but we need a savior. Not to just rescue us out of things, but a rescue from the principalities of darkness. The enemy trying to cover things, camouflage things, but things that we go through, those are just symptoms. But we got to get to the source. And the source is sin. Turn your Bibles, if you will, as we teach on this very few words from the scripture. In John 10:10b, if you will. If you don't have a Bible, it will be shown on the screen for you. I'm reading from this particular verse from the King James Version of the Bible. In the book of John 10:10, the B section of that, it says, I am come that they might have life. Can you stand and read that with me real quick? I'm just doing part of it. I'm doing B, not the whole thing. John 10:10. Watch what Jesus says here in the first three words. I am come. I am come for a reason. That you might have what? And have it how? Jesus said, you may be seated. Thank you. Can I get close? Again, just want to get close. Sometime on that pulpit, it seemed like a lonely place. Just want to get close. Jesus said he had purpose for coming. And he had a purpose for coming to do something. He said, I'm coming for a purpose to bring you back life. Why? Simply because the enemy has robbed most of us from living how God wants us to live. Now follow me here. The devil even tried to trick us to make us think God wants you to live in the church. That's not what God wants. God don't want you to live in the church. He wants you to be the church. He wants your life to be the church on wherever you are a representation of him. Can we get into this a little deeper and hopefully we'll find out some things. The teaching message here has three components. Time permits this morning, we hit them all. First, there was a fall of man, the curse of sin, and the promise of redemption. Hallelujah. The fall of man, the curse of sin, and the promise of redemption. The fall of man, notice if you will, if we would read the Bible, it didn't say that God said that he came up against Adam because Adam was a representation of man. It says that the fall of man. See, a lot of people want to say Adam fall, but no, Adam was a representation of us all. And it was a fall of man. Fall from what? From God. Many of you in this room know that you have fallen from the grace of God. We realize that. There is even a commercial. The lady say, "I've fallen and I can't get up." How many know the devil will trip you and you don't even know what happened? You can't seem to get up out of whatever your state is or whatever your circumstance. You don't know why you're in it, but the devil got you tricked and down there. You have fallen from the grace of God. Are y'all following me here? Because let me tell you something. The devil will try to make you think that everything's all right, even in the midst of your fall. Some of us learn how to live in a fallen state. God is saying, get out from there. It wasn't your purpose. Yeah, baby, come on, help me out. You got your mama lungs. We mentioned last time about the power of God, the Creator. It's outlined in the book of Genesis. Do we realize that God created everything mankind needed to experience fulfillment? God did that. We got to quit going around trying to fulfill ourselves, and God already got it laid out for us. We work hard at it, trying to fulfill things, make ourselves feel purposely. But God has already did it for us. He already made things available to us. Watch this now. Turn to Genesis, if you will. Y'all stay with me as I teach this morning. In Genesis 1. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created what? Heaven and earth. And then he began throughout the first chapter through the second chapter, God created everything that we needed. Everything. There was, listen, as smart as man think he is, to think that he's created something here, God created it all right then. Everything that you need was already created. That was the power of being created. God created everything we need. If man came up with something else, that would diminish God. Hallelujah. That would diminish God to say that God didn't create everything. God did it all in the creation. Here we go. We're going to keep going with this to understand that if things would have stopped there, we would be at peace on earth in the first two chapters. If it had stopped there. All the things God did in those first two chapters. You seen what he did? He made a moon, he made the stars, he made the skies, he made all creatures. And let's do it like the children understand everything that's in the sea God made. Now, how many of you realize that there's more life under the sea than on top of the world? You want to see the amazement of God, which most of us won't see because we ain't going that deep. I ain't going. What's going on down there? Lord, I believe it. I receive it. Hallelujah. You ain't got to show me. You said it's there. I believe it. Amen. But God put all that. He made everything we need. Some people even want to think that, well, God didn't make clothes. But let me tell you something. God made all the substance to make clothes. Because we know Adam and Eve didn't have clothes. Watch this now, because God not only created things, he made provisions. In the beginning, in those first two verses, he made man from where? From the dust, formed him and made him a man. Now watch this. He looked out for the brother because he see that he didn't have help, suitable help. Now watch what I'm saying, why I'm teaching you that. Because Adam, when he seen Eve, his world was made. Well, I thought a few brothers might pick up on that. Glory be to God. See, y'all get to church and you get so you can't see things. I can see stuff. Thank the Lord. Isn't she lovely? All that other stuff God made, he said that was good, but there was something about when he made Eve. Watch this. Adam stood up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't miss that, brothers. I said Adam stood up. You with me? Adam stood up. And I'm not talking about on his feet either. Y'all finally got it. See where I had to go? Pastor preaching X-rated. He ain't had to go there. Well, if that's X-rated, all of us are X-rated because we got him on X-rated. If you in here, you X-rated. Amen? If that's what you want to call X-rated, but I call that the nature of man. That's what God purposed for the God. He told them, now look here. Y'all get together and multiply. And see, them children going on about their business. They don't know nothing about that yet. That's all right. But see, as adults, we know what that means. We know what they're talking about. Adam seemed evil. He said, hallelujah. Lord, you've been good. Come on, brothers. Lord, you made a way out of nowhere. Nothing can do this but like this. Lord, you brought me a good thing. I'm preaching now, y'all. Help us in this place. If things would have stopped there, we would have had peace on earth. We would experience harmony among one another. There would be no lack, nor sickness, no greed or slander if things had stopped in the second chapter. But Lord, let's look at the third. The Bible reads in Genesis 3:1-8, now the serpent. Now who? The serpent. You got to understand something about the serpent. That's got to be clear here. It wasn't the serpent. It was the spirit that entered the serpent. Because everything that God had made was good. But the enemy, that old devil, we're going to talk about him a little bit, just for a little bit. That old enemy, the devil, going to find somebody or something to be able to use that he may accomplish his mission. How many of you been at your workplace, been in your own household, and things, some things come out of the blue, just come back, where'd that come from? Let me help you. The source is the devil. Not the person. The devil. And if we're not careful, saints of God, he'll use us. Don't sit here and think the devil gonna walk you by because you come to church. Lord, help us in this place. Here's what we need to understand. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Let's get a closer look at the resume of the devil. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Revelation 12. But before you go there, no, let's go back to John 10. Go back to John 10. Go back to John 10. Let me just say this before I go any further, because Years ago, Pastor Booker, some of you remember Pastor Booker. Was here, Brother Booker, who was a member of church, his uncle came here for a prayer breakfast, and he prophesied over me. And you know what he said? My preaching would change to teaching. Man, I used to be one of those hard down preachers now. Y'all remember? Hoop preacher. The hoop man. Y'all remember hooping, right? Everybody living like the devil, coming to church, feeling like the devil, feeling good, and go back and live like the devil. Hooping. But now we're getting teaching. Substance of the word. Jesus, put back up the scripture for me, if you will, of 2 Timothy that we read from the adult scripture this morning, because I want you to see something that, because when we come together, we should be getting some substance of the word of God. All scripture is given for by inspiration of God, and it should be profitable. Preaching and getting the word of God is not a pleasure, but it's building spiritual character in you and I. Watch what it said. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. For what? Instruction. We need instruction how to live God's way. We need instructions to know why we do the things we do while we're here on earth. Instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means what we do is just good for something in the kingdom. How many know that the sinners know how to be nice? They know how to be polite. But they don't know how to operate in righteousness. So that's what we're trying to teach this morning, trying to show you where we get all this. Now, the enemy, that's what we're talking about. His resume, as we continue on his resume. It starts right there in John 10 and 10. The first part of it. We read the B part, the first part. The thief comes. In other words, he had a mission. Jesus said he had a mission. The thief got a mission. Anybody ever been robbed? Anybody ever had stuff stolen from you? Isn't that an awful feeling? So violated to come and see your stuff that God gave you, that something or somebody have come in and violated. That's awful feeling. That's what the thief come, but he don't come and show you he's a thief. How many of you, when you got robbed or somebody stole something from you, they made an announcement? They sent you an email. They send you something telling you that, look, 11:30, 12, 1 o'clock tonight, I'm going to come in your house. The thief cometh, watch this now, the thief does not come except to steal, to take away from us. To take away what from us? The very life that God has given us. See, many people on the earthly realm seem to think that he come to steal your stuff. That ain't what he after. He ain't after stuff. He's after your soul. He wants you to deny God. He's not after your television set. He's not after your those things that you have in your house. He's not after your jewelry or whatever. That stuff don't matter nothing to him. You know why he's stealing? Because he know what it does to you. How many people have seen people got, just lose some stuff and they get all bent out of shape? Oh, man, I wish I could find that so-and-so who came in. Boy, I get him. I know I'm speaking the truth. Just let them show their face. Once again, anybody ever watch Steve Harvey or listen to Steve Harvey and his nephew Tommy? Tommy made a prank call one morning. Tommy called his family and told him, say, look, I stole some of your stuff last night, but I need to come back to your house and get my watch. Tommy said, it was me that stole your stuff, but I forgot my watch. I need to come back and get my watch. And you should have heard what some of the response of them people had to say. It was like, you beep, 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 beep. You beep, beep, beep. You beep, 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 beep. Come on, beep. Come on, beep, 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 beep. Then Tommy went on to say, I thought you were a member of Macedonia. Don't worry about my beep, 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 beep. Church, you just come on back down here and I'll show you. What has the enemy done? He has robbed them. Because we put so much value in the things of this world. I was reading scripture the other day and it was saying, dust was where you come and dust is where you will return. That's it. So why I'm getting bent out of shape? Now, yeah, we can get rattled, but don't let it rob you. I've heard people say, if I had been there, I would have killed him. It takes a lot, I do believe, to kill a person. That's more than a notion. Can I help somebody? Can I help you to understand who we did? Not only that, the enemy in his resume, he is a liar. Matter of fact, the Bible says he's called the father of liars. Now listen to this. He even called God a liar. Isn't that what he did when he tricked Eve? He said, you will not surely die. That's calling God a liar. And he enhanced her and he just got her in his fingers and worked with us. The devil has spoke lies into many of us to think it don't take all that. You don't have to worship God. You don't have to pray to our God. You don't have to repent. You don't have to glorify God. It don't take all that. It don't take worship. Hallelujah. It don't take raising your hand to God. Hallelujah. It don't take humbling yourself before the King. That's what the devil speaks. You don't feel like it. But we got to understand something. If God is say who he say he is, we treat him as such. Because we know him and we know the enemy. We got to come to know who the enemy is. Hallelujah in this place. In the Bible it says, John 15, 44b. I want to take time with this, but I hope we do some celebrating too at the end of this. John 15, 44b. It says, when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. That's who the enemy is. He's the father of liars. Whenever lying starts, he started it. I think I told y'all this before. I got a friend of mine, associate. I say I haven't seen this guy. We haven't had relations in a while. Whenever you know he's lying, he starts patting his foot. Some of y'all know people know when they're lying. They twitch or they can't look you in the eye or something they do. Or they, you know, well, here it come. But that had to initiate from somewhere. Who? The father of liars. Satan called God a liar because God had told them something that all the good things that are going on in here you can have, but this one thing. If you eat of this, you will surely die. You won't die. You'll be like God. You know, the devil been trying to be like the Lord, even in pre-existence. Well, understand something, as we bring some clarity and closure. Understand something about the pre-existence of things and the manifestation of things. God made the devil. And his name was Lucifer. And the Bible lets us know that Lucifer had some authority and power that was given by God and the anointed to do some things. But Lucifer, just like many people in our society, want to take it to the next level. I want to be just like God. I want to be higher than God. I don't need the Lord no more. How many of you have experienced or ever seen people say, I don't need the Lord. I can make it without him. But isn't it good to know where your strength comes from? Isn't it good to know that all your help comes from the Lord? And listen, here's what we got to understand. Without him, we can't make it. I don't want to celebrate yet, but I'm tempted to go celebrate already. The serpent also appeared to the woman's pride by claiming that she would become like God. She liked that. Oh. Now, I ain't being hard on the sisters. But sisters love flattery. And brothers know, Lord, I ain't going there. I ain't going there. He talking about go eat. Go eat. Go there. Don't push me too hard, Deke. I'm right on the edge. I ain't going. He flattered her. Look at that, young blood. The serpent declared that by the acts of disobedience, Eve would become like God. By disobeying God, she's going to become like God. How you going to be like God disobeying God? But she thought he was because he tricked her. How many know that he's the master trickster? He would trick you and put in your mind things don't even exist. How many know the enemy will make you sicker than what you really are? How do you know that? Than a living witness. Thought you couldn't make it. Start talking to the Lord and stop yielding to him. Say, Lord, I can make it. Lord, with your help, I can do it. Start speaking it out. Lord, all things are possible. If you only believe in you, Lord. I believe I can do all things you him. Watch, when you stop this, take one step forward in doing these things. How many know God will strengthen you as you go about the affairs of showing that God is able to do anything but fail? But it's easy to say, I ain't feeling good. You're going downhill. And I feel like I'm getting worse. Now, I'm not saying that all of us don't go through times, but how many know that to come out of something, you got to speak that which you want to go, not where you all want, what the devil want to take you to. How many, he don't want you to feel no better. I'm going to feel better. I came in here this morning with the intention, I'm going to get better. Hallelujah. Anybody with me here? I'm going to get better. I know I'm not the only one that kind of felt a little edgy along the way. But listen, when I come in the presence of God and recognize that all things are getting better, as my each step getting a little bit higher, yeah, hallelujah, I believe that God will do just what he said. God is a God that said, unlike man, man a lie, but God is not a liar. Lucifer, as definition defined, Lucifer is depicted as a powerful, proud angel who leads and revolt against heaven. Turn real quickly, if you will, to Isaiah 14. And then I promise you, I'm getting ready to bring it on in. In Isaiah 14. Don't cry, baby. I ain't going to take you through this punishment much longer. I know it's hard. Looking up here at me, and then you say, Lord, won't he sit down? Isaiah 14:12, it says, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Watch this now. See, not only we talked about he's deceived, he has given off the offset that he is a morning star. The devil can camouflage himself to look like something he's not. Somebody know what I'm talking about right there. And it goes on to say, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakens the nation, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the further side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Those are the words of Lucifer, who said, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to show you something. And how many know that the condition in our society today is based upon God has camouflaged things and he's robbing us of the very thing that God has promised us? Where are you coming from, Pastor? The crime in our society is robbing us. The thieves in our society is robbing us. Those things that our children have to face again and come up against is the very things that come from Lucifer, who give them, put blinders on them to think, I got to do it this way. And tell us stuff like, Daddy and Mama, you don't understand. Church is not popular anymore because there ain't no cussing in it. Church is not popular no more because you can't shake your booty like you want to. And some of these young girls got to understand, you're going to shake yourself right into trouble that you can't handle. I need a sister to say amen. That every flattery that you hear from a fella don't mean that his word is bond. You got to understand something. That's an act of the enemy to get you in a place that he uses and get what you want out of it and throw you away like an old dish towel. I know I'm preaching the truth here. And that silver tone rascal say anything you want to hear. Hallelujah, somebody. To get you in a position to compromise yourself and find yourself in a position you cannot handle, and your life will never be the same. Preach, Scott. You want to exalt himself above God, make himself equal. He tricked us in this way. It appeared that he's more glamorous, not showing us the end results. He shows you stuff that look good, but he don't show you the ending. Can I preach to us all? Everything that you accomplish in this world, God, it wasn't God's desire for you to get it. And quit walking around thinking like things make you your status higher. You know what I'm talking about. The more things we got, the more prosperous we try to make ourselves feel. That's not necessarily of God. The Bible references to when Jesus began to manifest himself. The Bible says it like this. Can we celebrate? It took 40 generations to come around. 40 of hardships and difficult times. But Jesus had to do something. God said, the earth is in a bad position. Who will go down and straighten things out? Do I have a witness here? I don't know about you, but my life was messed up all kind of way. Wasn't fit for nothing. And the Bible said that the Lord seen my condition and said, who will come down on earth to help him to be where he need to be? Who will connect us back to the Father? Do I have a witness in here who will bring us back to the realization that God is able to pick you up out of the muck and mire? God is able to bring you out of darkness and dinginess. God is able to say everything is possible if you only believe. Do I have any witnesses in here? Somebody understand that you needed a rescuer. Your life wasn't fit for nothing. Until the Lord came in one day and touched your life. Do I have a witness here? You were going down the wrong road, and the Lord stepped in out of the chaos of heaven and said, I reached down and picked us way up. Ain't he all right? Is the Lord all right? Is he worth your glory? if it's worth giving him a praise that the Lord did this for you. Ain't God good? Ain't he awesome? Look beyond all of our faults. Still bless us anyway, because he know we needed a Savior. We needed a Savior, y'all. We need a Savior. Am I preaching to somebody? Your life was in a shambles. You needed a way out of this mess. Mama couldn't do it. Daddy couldn't do it. But thanks be to the Lord that he stepped out of his splendor, put his hand on me, and said, rise up and walk in the life of God. I have come to give you life. Now watch this, saint. Now that he's come and you got him in your heart, stuff don't shake you like it used to. Hallelujah. You know what Job said? Naked I came in the world. Naked I leave. What else he said after that? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If I got it, that's good. If I don't have it, that's all right. Can I get a witness in here? Don't let the devil try to make you think because you ain't got what somebody else got. You just thank God for what you do have and say, God to the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. You all right with me. You put a smile back on my face. Hallelujah, somebody. Watch this now. Watch this. The devil tried to steal it from you. Didn't he? Be a witness now. He tried to steal it from you. But ain't it good to know that the Lord can put a hedge around you and the devil can't break through it? Ain't he all right? Now you got to tell the devil, you tried this and you tried that, but you can't steal my joy, because the joy of the Lord, he is my strength. I'm not happy because I got a suit on. I'm not happy because I drive a car, but I'm happy because the Lord lives in my spirit. Is he all right? I want to know, is he all right? Can somebody say, thank you, Lord Jesus? Thank God. Thank God for his plan. God knew now, I'm going to tell you. God knew that we were going to need a Savior. And it wasn't like he was just saving it to show himself strong. But he saved him for we can understand we need him. We can't do it without him. How many of us have tried to do it on our own? Hallelujah. It didn't pan out. It always come up empty. But with him, he keep filling your cup over and over again. The Bible said like this, he give new mercies every day. Hallelujah. Yesterday's mercies are gone. New mercies. How many of you vesting today in your new mercy, your new opportunity? Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we praise you because we love you. God, we exalt you because you are able. That's our God. We needed a Savior, and he sent us Jesus. He sent us Jesus. He didn't send. A lot of people want to think he sent us Moses. He didn't send us Isaiah. Isaiah couldn't do it. He sent us all the prophets of the Old Testament. He sent people in our lives. He sent good people in our lives. He sent us good parents in our lives, but they couldn't save us. Songwriter says it like this: can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. If you receive that word, tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the glory.